following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio. And this is part two with Daphne Davis of Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, we have been talking in a previous segment a little bit about what families can expect if they call a placement advisor like Pinnacle. And I think it's really important that we kind of expand on the initial things that we talked about. So what more can you share about this topic?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about taking away the mystery.
Mm-hmm.
If you do call
it
me.
Is, yes.
And not to be afraid of the other side of that phone call, what's going to mm-hmm. happen. My personal style and our company style is to just be an information post for our families. That's where we start. We are an educator. I do want to throw in that there is no charge at all in any stretch of the imagination to our families for our services.
That's awesome. And that includes the adult children.
Yes. Yes. There's no, I am paid like a realtor. And so I work with every community of care in the state of Washington. And I'm going to be totally transparent. Whether I have a contract with them or not, I work with them. Because it's important for us to do the right thing for our families mm-hmm. every single time. So I won't belabor that, but I do want you to know that that's a cornerstone of how we do our business.
And you know what? That's unique to a lot of companies out there that do a similar service to you mm-hmm. is they won't work with the community because they don't have a contract.
Right.
And that's, to me, morally wrong. It's important that we do the right thing for our families, and I think that's really where you yeah. stand out.
There should be no limitation in giving me a call. Absolutely none. My motivation is to take away some of the stress of making very big decisions mm-hmm. for our loved ones mm-hmm. and doing it in a way that will uphold the quality of life for our loved ones as well as keeping them safe. My number one goal as an individual and as a company is that the families that I help, their loved one doesn't have to move again. That's my number one value. I'm very
so
upfront
important.
With that.
So important.
But that also
and
means
had
that
I known better, in 6 years of taking care of my mother, I had to move her 4 times.
Yeah. See, that's just not right.
One move was within the same community because we had to downsize from a one bedroom to a studio when she went on Medicaid.
It happens.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a part of the logistics of our systems. But what's more important is that you have enough information as a family member for you as a family to make the decisions that says, is it more valuable for us to have mom in a mm-hmm. situation that she can feel a little more independent, but knowing that she has a disease process that's going to potentially
exactly.
move in a direction that she won't get the care that she needs in this building? Mm-hmm. Or do we want to get to the care community that can provide the care for her down the road and still uphold her quality of life
exactly.
today? That's the family's decision. That is not my decision, mm-hmm. but you can't make that decision
no.
unless you have information.
Well, and I think the other thing is to understand, you know, based on every senior, what kind of assets do they have? And you know, the cost of care, long-term care, is very expensive.
Yes, it is.
And we may think that long-term care is going to pay for retirement living or the full cost of assisted living. It doesn't.
Mm-mm.
It only pays for a percentage of the care side.
Mm-hmm.
So you still have to come up with the rent and with all of those other things. So when you look at a long-term picture of, I think somebody said the average stay in retirement living is 3 years. I think I've heard that.
2.5 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you figure that, let's say it's $5,000 a month. I'm
mm-hmm.
just throwing it out
mm-hmm.
there. That's a low end mm-hmm. of what you're going to pay.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And does somebody have that kind of assets? And Social Security is not going to cover it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at that, what is the best solution for your loved one? And those are decisions that I think the average family doesn't really understand the whole process and what does, you know, what things are covered.
So you bring up a whole nother subject, which
yeah.
would be another segment all
right.
by itself. But
it's part of the expectation
it
of
is.
The family.
It is. So I want everyone to relax a little bit. If you're hearing these numbers and feeling like, oh my gosh, we are going to be in a world of hurt. You are not.
No.
This is where an advisor can help you
right.
in figuring out, and this is what Pinnacle does. We want to be fiscally responsible with your family's estate, and I will add on to there, having the biggest bang for your buck.
Mm-hmm.
Get the most care that you can. In your unique situation, not everybody, the care is not always the most important piece.
Mm-hmm.
It could be other things that are more important. Activities, excursions, travel with their friends, bridge parties, pinnacle parties, all of that. I mean, it could be that. But that's a part of what the advisor has to discover. But in the financial world, in 20 years of me helping families, no one lives under the viaduct.
Right.
No one.
Right.
So don't panic. First
exactly.
of all, don't panic.
And I think that's important for you to say, because a lot of people are terrified.
Yeah.
I just saw a post yesterday where they just took so much, many trillions of dollars out of Medicare and Medicaid mm-hmm. to provide tax incentives to the top 1%.
Well, you're bringing up another whole subject, but let's go back to the one about financing. So as an advisor, what you can expect is that we will help you know what your options are. What are the resources that your family members can tap into? And we can talk about that all day long, but that's another piece of the logistics that in a good advisor for you should have enough information and have the motivation to be able to maximize the estate of your family.
Exactly, exactly.
That sometimes means that the family has to make hard decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's the family who needs information to make those decisions. What I find most often in people not making a phone call to a company like Pinnacle is that they make buying mistakes. And they say to me all the time, "Where were you a year ago, 6 months ago, three months ago? We could have avoided the last 3 months of chaos if someone would have just explained to me how this is really going
right.
to look." Now, I'm not taking away anything from any care community.
Right.
But what I will say is when you work with a good advisor, that advisor should be objective to all communities.
Absolutely.
Not have their favorites in terms of just personal favorites.
Right.
But know the communities well enough so that they can advise the family, give information of what communities are going to meet the family's highest values. That's the piece that gets missed all
right.
the time.
So we are talking to Daphne Davis, who is the CEO and founder of Pinnacle Senior Placements. And you guys serve most of Western Washington. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your team and what you do.
Well, we have other people that do exactly what I do. We're
right.
called advisors, and we have people that are doing that. We have office people you would talk to, you know, that might answer the phone call when you call. But most importantly is that you get to see the whites of our eyes. You will always see us. I want to talk a little bit about, and maybe not in this segment, but in the future, just what is a first meeting like?
Yes.
What does that sound like? Why am I so afraid of that phone call? Let me take the mystery away. There is no pressure. In past segments, Suzanne, you've talked about how you were inundated with communities calling you, that you let your name go out on the internet, and all of a sudden you've got all these phone calls. That is not going to happen.
And all these emails and all those things.
That's
yeah.
not going to happen with Pinnacle. We are, depending upon your desire, we can be that buffer so that we get those phone calls, we get the follow-up, and that you don't have to deal with that. You deal with your loved one. You be the daughter, the son. You be the niece or the nephew.
Yeah, you be there to just let mom or dad talk, or, you know, just say, "I'm here to support you."
That's
and
right.
let's just, you know, I'm going to go on this journey with you, and you're going to make the decision, you know.
You know, sometimes I get told by families, "Are you for real? Is this true? How can this possibly be?"
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? I get to earn your trust. I know it sounds too good to be true for those who have walked through a very bumpy journey, but we are here to serve you. We are here to help you walk through a very emotional time, and a time that can be confusing because we're also in flux. There are things that are changing all the time. You brought up, you know, changes in Medicare and Medicaid. That is huge in terms of how our elders are cared for. There are changes in hospitals. There are changes in what you can buy and not buy through your Medicare insurance or receive, I should say. An advisor should help you with those things.
Absolutely.
An advisor should come into your home, into the hospital room, into the nursing home room, and sit down and listen to you. Hear what is going on. I will say also, an advisor should be in tandem with your social workers. If you are in our medical system, if you're in the hospital, if you're in a nursing home, a rehab center.
Dealing with a discharge planner or a social worker, correct.
Those are people that us at Pinnacle work in tandem together.
That's good.
And so we're all on the same page together. Sometimes it's a little bit easier for me to reach to the discharge planners, just for logistical reasons.
Right.
But we're all here to serve you together. The difference is that usually, not all the time, but usually I have a little bit more time, myself or my advisors have a little bit more time to listen to the nuances to make sure we don't miss anything in what is the next step for your
right.
loved ones.
Right.
Continued
what
care.
Do you find is probably the most common thing that families miss?
In terms of looking for, for places, I think they really miss the boat in terms of how does the care continue? And well, can this community of care continue the care that my mom may potentially need?
Because you've
that's
got the
number
need
one
right
thing.
Now. You have this need right now. You're in chaos. You need all these things. And then you turn around and say, okay, they can take her and I can get this off my plate. But
that's
you
right.
don't think about what's going to happen a year from now.
That's right. That's probably the biggest thing. The second thing that happens is that, and this is so natural, so don't feel beat up. Again, you guys are doing great jobs, but when you're so close to the situation, it's very hard to be objective. And so when you see your mom, and let's, you know, this is a pretty dramatic example, but your mom or dad has had a stroke, and there's hope that in that first 6 months or first year that things are going to get better, and we're always hoping to get back to the baseline. They've had a mild stroke. That baseline will never come back.
No.
It'll be looking like that a little bit, but that's where families hang on to the hope, which is absolutely appropriate.
I did exactly the same thing.
It's
and
appropriate.
It took two friends of mine to sit me down, because I didn't have a Daphne, and said, Suzanne, it's not going to get any better.
Right. And so we have to stay in the reality.
Yeah.
That is another hiccup that people have sometimes, is staying in the reality. The other one is we can have hope for our families that our family members don't really want.
Daphne, I'm so glad you were on the show today. How do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500 or PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.